What not to do, shame, vanity, seduction, and confusing attraction with identity. In this video, we are looking at four common distortions that can shape a woman's relationship to beauty, attraction, and embodied sexuality, shame, vanity, seduction, and confusing attraction with identity. These patterns show up in different ways, but each one can make a woman less peaceful around men and less grounded before God. Let's begin with shame. Shame tells a woman that her beauty is dangerous, her body is embarrassing, and desire itself is suspect. A woman shaped by shame may hide, flatten herself, or feel tense whenever attraction is present. She may believe holiness means becoming visually lifeless. She may fear that if she enjoys beauty, style, or feminine presence, she is somehow becoming shallow or impure. But shame is not modesty. Modesty is not the denial of beauty. It is beauty under stewardship. Shame makes a woman afraid of embodiment. Christian formation teaches a woman to receive embodiment with gratitude and wisdom. The second distortion is vanity. Vanity takes something real and makes it ultimate. Beauty becomes a source of identity, security, or control. A woman shaped by vanity may become overly preoccupied with how she is being seen, compared, admired, or ranked. Her emotional state rises and falls with attention. She may not look arrogant on the surface. Vanity can also appear as insecurity that constantly asks, "Do I still have it? Am I being noticed? Do I matter in this room?" That kind of instability will eventually affect confidence around men. Why? Because male attention becomes too important. The woman is no longer simply present. She is monitoring response. The third distortion is seduction. Seduction is not the same as beauty. It is the deliberate use of sexual energy, suggestiveness, or emotional invitation to gain power, reassurance, or influence. Some women do this consciously. Others learned it early without naming it. They discovered that appearance, tone, or flirtatious warmth could move people, reduce tension, gain favor, or hold interest. But seduction creates confusion. It does not build peace. It trains a woman to manage relationships through effect rather than truth. She begins to wonder whether she is valued for who she is or for the atmosphere she creates. In ministry, workplace settings, or early romance, this becomes especially dangerous because blurred signals weaken discernment. The fourth distortion is confusing attraction with identity. This happens when a woman slowly comes to believe that to be attractive is to be secure and to not feel desired is to become invisible. She may then build her self-understanding around being wanted. If admiration fades, she feels diminished. If a man notices another woman, she feels threatened. If she is not emotionally charged in a room, she worries she has lost something essential. But attraction is not identity. Attraction is one part of embodied life. It is real, meaningful, and often powerful, but it cannot bear the weight of personhood. A woman's identity begins in being made by God, known by Christ, and called to live in truth. When attraction becomes identity, relationships with men become unstable because every interaction carries too much meaning. So what should a woman do instead? She should tell the truth. She should notice where shame, vanity, seduction, or identity confusion have shaped her. She should ask not only what she wears, but why. Not only how she feels, but what governs those feelings. Not only whether she is noticed, but whether she is free. She should also practice clean presence. That means being warm without over-offering, beautiful without performing, aware without obsessing, and responsive without becoming suggestive. It means learning how to carry femininity with clarity. What not to do is just as important as what to do. Do not shame your body. Do not worship your beauty. Do not use seduction to manage male attention. Do not make desirability your measure of worth. Christ offers a better way. He does not erase beauty. He reorders it. He does not crush desire. He places it under truth. He does not call women to become less alive. He calls them to become more honest, more bounded, and more peaceful. As you move into the readings for this topic, consider where you may be swinging between extremes. Ask God to make you a woman who can carry beauty with dignity, desire with wisdom, and attraction with covenant honor. That is where confidence around men begins to mature.